Let us pray. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace. Amen. Good morning. Before 8 o'clock last night, the manuscript of this sermon began with a two and a half minute opening illustration about cats. I was going to make you laugh, or at least try to make you laugh, talking about how mysterious and how unpredictable cats can be, and yet how we are drawn to them. And then I was going to shift to talk about God, and how mysterious and unpredictable God can be, and yet how we are drawn into the beauty and mystery of the holy. Yet, after the events of last night, I cannot talk to you today about cats, be they ever so cute. I'm here, and you are here, and we are facing a reality of U.S. military engagement at this particular moment in our history. But I am here, and you are here, and we just read a story from our Holy Scriptures about God, about looking for God when it feels like the world is falling apart. And I think we can do something with that. Our Old Testament lesson today tells the story of the prophet Elijah scared and running for his life. The chapters leading up to the lesson today are complicated and filled with political posturing that breaks out into violence. Opposing sides claim to speak for God. Opposing sides claim to give people what they wanted. Opposing sides shed blood. And Elijah found himself going head to head with the king and queen of Israel, and they wanted him gone. That's where our story starts today. When Elijah was safely out of their reach, he pleaded with God to die. And then he collapsed and fell asleep. And while he was there at his lowest, a messenger, an angel, came to him, gave him food, and said, "Get up and eat." Elijah ate and fell right back asleep. And the messenger came a second time with food in hand and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." Elijah then set out in the strength of that food to find answers from God in a place God had given answers before. In the imagination of Deuteronomy and the book of Samuel and Kings, Horeb is the place where God met Moses and gave the Ten Commandments. And when Elijah came to this place, God asked him a question. "What are you doing here?" And Elijah replied, "They're going to kill me, and I'm running away." God then showed him signs and wonders, just like he had done for Moses when Moses came to Horeb before. Elijah hid in a cave, and a great storm came by. An earthquake rocked the world, fire raged, and then a sound of sheer silence fell across the landscape. In the more poetic and perhaps familiar words of the King James Bible, Elijah heard a still small voice. At the end of these great signs, Elijah came out of the cave, and the Lord asked him the exact same question he did before he went in. "What are you doing here?" And Elijah gave the exact same answer he gave before. "They're going to kill me, and I'm running away." This is, for me, one of the most confusing parts of this whole story. Nothing changed. God's question did not change, and Elijah's answer did not change. He said the exact same things. Elijah had gone through this great ordeal. He came nearer than near to the mysterious presence of God. And at the end of all of it, he had no better answers than when he started. Everything was just as scary and confusing as it had been before. They're going to kill me, and I'm running away. When we read this story, it is tempting to get lost in the questions of where God was and where God wasn't. We really want to know that Elijah's going to be okay. We really want to know how all of this fits into some divine plan. We really want to know what it all means. The signs, the violence, the mysteries. What does it mean? And where is it going? But I think the most important part of this revelation of God in this ancient holy place is what happens before it all began. When Elijah was scared and alone and confused, a messenger gave him food and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." And it is these words today that I believe we should turn to once again. When the confusion of life grinds us down, when the mad lust for power threatens lives, when questions overwhelm us and we are scared, alone, and confused, we can do nothing without first attending to our most basic needs and the basic needs of those within our reach. There is no quest for answers. There is no journey up the mountain if we do not have strength to get there. I do not know what the days and months ahead might reveal as would-be kings and would-be prophets scheme and shed blood. But I do know this. The real answers to the most important questions will not be found in whatever they say or whatever they do. The hand of God will not be known in winners or losers. The voice of God will not be heard in storms or bombs or even the silence that happens after the worst of things. God will be made known in the messengers that come to the scared and the lonely and the tired with bread in hand, saying, "Get up and eat." So today, I'm saying this to you. Get up and eat. Do not sit in your despair. Refuse to let the chaos in to you. Take care of your most basic needs and the needs of those within your reach, because the journey ahead will not be easy. It will be confusing and longer than we desire, and the questions we have might just not find answers. But we can do nothing. We can go nowhere if we do not take care to nourish ourselves, our bodies, our minds, and our souls. Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much. In the days ahead, pray. Meditate and find your center, or the journey will be too much. In the days ahead, hold tight to the teachings of Jesus that define who we are as his disciples. Love your neighbors and pray for your enemies, or the journey will be too much. Feed your body with food with light and with joy, or the journey will be too much. And when you find those who are scared, alone, and confused, share your abundance and become God's new messengers with gentle words for them. Get up and eat. Amen.